This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. All right, Colin Kaepernick gets a workout in front of NFL teams. It's the first real movement on this issue in years, which makes me think there actually could be some legitimacy to it. I know people are skeptical. I understand that. But I don't see why the NFL would breathe life back into a PR nightmare if there wasn't some reason for it at all taking place. So I want to get your thoughts. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Let's go to Mitch in Jersey City. Mitch, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mitch?
Good morning, Robin. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Hey, everything, grain of salty. I cannot stand his gut dial. Him is like a PR move. It's what's to make his image look better, and trying to make, you know, like the football safer, you know, taking away cities with games and moving them to London. I think he could have been playing. You brought it up. He seems to have been punished longer than Michael Vick, which that's a farce there.
It's longer than anybody. And again, punished implies he did something wrong. I don't like the word. Anything wrong. He's been the one who was wronged.
The socks and the T-shirt, notwithstanding, you're right. He didn't do anything wrong. He's trying to, he didn't go all out. In some ways, he was kind of hypocritical. But how about these two teams that could use him at least as a backup? And they're starting. You got to scratch their head. Goff with the Rams, they've been so underachieving, disappointing this year. I know it's a tough division, and the Chargers. I mean, I wish they could see if Taylor could be the future. But, like, Rivers, he's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get from the guy. Four touchdowns and four interceptions. He could be playing right now at least as a backup for most teams.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like, that's the bottom. There ain't 64 teams or 64 quarterbacks better than Colin Kaepernick. Unless he just totally hasn't done anything. That's – the curiosity now is legitimate, right? Like, can't we, as people, think about multiple things at the same time, right? Like, for instance, this. I believe that Colin Kaepernick was wronged when he was not brought back into the league immediately. There was no reason for him to ever be out of it, right? And for no team to take a look at him. But now that 3 years have passed, I also am genuinely curious as to how he looks and what he thinks about all this stuff. And we haven't heard from him or really seen him in action. So, like, those two things can exist simultaneously, right? It's not as if one takes the other away, negates the other. They're not mutually exclusive. Joe in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Joe, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, how you doing?
What's up, Joe?
Okay, so this is kind of how I look at it, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that feel the way I do, but I definitely believe in second chances. But at the same time, you know, when you're in this political craziness that we're in right now in America, period, I think the last thing that people want to see is people, you know, trying to hold their platforms in the NFL, you know, on, you know, being nationally televised. It's like, it's not why we watch the game. You know, I mean, and it's fine. You know, you're already a star. You know, people already know what kind of quarterback you are. But when you do it during the game, like, what a lot of people don't think about, it turns a lot of people off, and that could affect viewing. You know, it could affect, you know, how the people feel about their team. And it's just, I just don't think it's the right way to do it.
Well,
and
I mean, a couple things, Joe. Hold on. I'll let you continue. A couple things. First of all, obviously there's a business implication here, right? And some of the teams were worried about that. So from an individual team standpoint, it's every individual team's prerogative to say we don't want to bring him in for that reason. But when the league as a whole is making it into a thing, that's a different story. Now, as far as what you want to watch, I agree. There are plenty of people who don't want that to be a part of their viewing experience. But that's not anybody's choice, right? It's up to an individual what they do and how they want to express it. And there's no avoiding it. That's the problem, right? The current president went on a tour of various sporting events recently. I don't know what the point was, to find a crowd that would cheer him or something. But that was an intersection that could not be avoided, right? Some of this stuff just simply can't be avoided. You can't put your head in the sand about it. And then the NFL, by having some of the stuff that they have, I mean, even having the national anthem or some of the displays that they have, that I'm not saying are wrong, military displays that they have are in a sense a political statement or act too. So there's a lot of different factors that you can take that conversation in.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Everything you said, I believe to be true. It's just, you know, from the outside looking in, you know, just a regular person watching. So at these tryouts today, is it just going to be a physical tryout, or is there going to be questions about, you know, controversy? Like,
there is supposed to be an interview portion of it as well.
Yeah, so I think that's just as important.
I agree.
As the physical aspect. So me, you talked about this earlier, I'm a Titans fan, right? So if he were to go to the Titans, you know, hypothetical situation, it would just be like, what are we going to get? What's going to happen? You know, and like, we already get that anyway, but when it comes to, like, you know, a political point of view, or, you know, him having a platform and addressing it, you know, to the whole stadium and all the fans, it's like, what are we getting this year? You know what I mean? So, but either way, you know, yeah, he deserves a second chance. Everybody does.
Again, I don't even know it's a second. I don't like using the term second chance, because that implies he's coming back from doing something wrong. He could be coming back from doing something you disagree with, and that's okay. That's fair. We all have our feelings and thoughts and whatnot.
Well,
but he didn't do anything wrong, and that's where I would draw a line. I don't think you could say he did anything wrong.
You're right, but when after 3 years and then they're holding these tryouts, it seems like a second chance.
I call it a shot, getting a shot. That's the way I like writing it. Because, and I know you don't mean anything by it, Joe. Please don't take it the wrong way. I'm not talking about you.
I just think
when you say second chance, like, you're implying, you know, you're coming back from, you know, you were arrested or something. Kareem Hunt is getting a second chance right now, right? Like, you know, that kind of thing. Not what's going on with Kaepernick, but I appreciate the call. Dimitri in Detroit. Dimitri, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just want to say that I think that Kaepernick is doing this as a publicity stunt.
Kaepernick didn't do this at all. He had nothing to do with it.
Well, I think he's participating in this as a publicity stunt.
How disingenuous is that? How could he be participating in it as a publicity stunt? He was offered it by the NFL. This was not set on his terms.
Well, I think that he knows that he's not going to get signed by any team at this point, because for a few reasons. One is partly what your last caller was saying, that I don't think any team is going to sign him because they don't want to abandon that many of their fans. Like, as a businessman, why would you turn off a huge percentage of your consumers that way?
But I don't know if they would be. I actually think they would be winning over a lot more consumers than they'd be turning off.
Yeah, but the people that are watching, in my opinion, the people that are watching the games that support him, they're not turning off the NFL because he's not in the league.
Well, I agree. I don't think anybody's turning off the NFL for any reason.
If you sign a quarterback who wears, you know, socks with pigs on his, you know, as cops, that's going to turn off a lot of conservative fans. And when he left the league, you know, he was 1-11, I believe, in his last season. He started taking a knee because he got benched for.
That's not why. He didn't get benched. I mean, that's just not true. Like, again, once you go back, like, the pig socks, I'm not relitigating the beginning of it, because then I know we're not getting anywhere. I've said that was a bad look. He should not have worn those socks. It did not help his cause. He should not have said I didn't vote, or he should have voted. It did not help his cause. But that doesn't take away from what his cause initially was. And I'm not going to just let people make stuff up about, you know, like the idea that he got benched. When did he get benched? Or was he coming back from, go read the stories from that time. He was coming back from an injury. And I think it was Chip Kelly elected to go with Blaine Gabbert to start that season because Cap wasn't ready. And then the season didn't start that well and Cap came in. Now, the genesis of his protest, only he knows that. How it came together and why he decided to do it, when he decided to do it and all that. But I don't think you're turning people off. I don't. I think that's past. I think you have a small faction of people, yes, that will be turned off like the last caller by it no matter what. But I think you're actually winning a lot of people over if you bring him back. A lot of people. And I don't think anybody's turning the NFL off either way. That's been proven. The NFL, it doesn't matter what happens in the NFL, to be honest. People talk about how the officiating makes the league unwatchable. They have head trauma issues. They have domestic violence suspension controversies. They have Colin Kaepernick. They have all these things, and it's still the most popular sport. So ain't nobody turning the NFL off for any of these reasons. Let's go to Bob in Maryland. Bob, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Bob?
Yes, I'm 83 years old, and I'm a veteran.
Okay.
I want to say this. You look at the difference between Pat Tillman, for instance.
Don't use Pat Tillman because his wife has specifically asked that he not be used for examples like this. So I appreciate that you not use him.
But I'm going to use it anyway.
Well,
right?
But why would you disagree? Why would you go against
Pat
his family's
Tillman
wishes?
Pat Tillman was a hero, and this guy's a slug. He's got the right message, but the wrong messenger. That's exactly what you got here. My brother served in the South Pacific for almost 4 years, fighting the Japanese. And his oldest son was in Vietnam in combat. And I was in the military in between them.
Sir, I appreciate your service. I do. But we had another veteran
you
call before.
This bum?
We had another veteran call before in support of him. So you being a veteran does not mean you speak on behalf of all veterans.
Why don't you go to the nearest American Legion or VFW and spouse what you're espousing right now?
What am I espousing, Bob? I'm trying to talk to you. I mean, I understand. I appreciate your service, and I understand.
I'm telling you this.
I understand
that. You
always
put your country first because of one reason. The men that died for it.
Sure.
That's exactly why you
do it. Bob, could one not argue? Could one not argue?
People went to that game to see a football game, not to see politics.
Okay. We're, again, relitigating the original thing. But could one not argue that you're putting your country first by trying to send a message about how you think the country could be better? Anyone.
That's like the
in a vacuum. If I were to say,
using his own damn power, he thinks he's funny and have a patsy all the time. Say like his wife, for instance,
what?
A guy that always tries to make a fool out of his own fool.
Who are you talking about
wife.
Now?
I'm tired of this crap.
Who are you talking about now?
I'm talking about people in general. I'm tired of it,
Bob. I'm not going to let that go any further. I do appreciate your service, and I'm sorry you're so angry about that and other things. I hope you know that you don't harbor that anger too much. But we can always talk about things, and you have a right to be angry about what you want to be angry about or feel the way you do. No one is saying otherwise. All I'm saying is that when we're having the conversation, there are varying perspectives on the conversation. That's all. Steve in San Diego. Steve, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Steve?
Good morning, Robin. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
First time, sometime. nobody's mentioned this that I recall, but I suspect this is a result of Kaepernick's collusion case against the NFL. That was settled out of court. Terms were never disclosed. And this may be something that the league agreed to.
That's a good theory, Steve.
The timing's just right.
That's a good theory, but there were reporters that said this was not a part of. Several reporters said this was not a part of the settlement. But it's a smart theory, but it's been debunked. How about Joseph in Houston, Texas? Joseph, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
What's up, man? Good morning. Wow, Bob. Thanks for your service. So I have a different outlook on this. I believe in second chances, third, fourth chances sometimes, if you're willing to change, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think the platform that he used was one that, you know, was in great taste for everyone, right? It was what he chose to do, and everybody's perspective is their own. But I do believe that his play, you know, I'm anxious to see how he does today, because I too believe that he was had poor, well, health was one reason, but poor play also may have been the reason that he didn't play in that second season. You know, and I heard a lot of callers.
Well, his last season in 2016, he played 11 games that season. Yeah, you know, he didn't play the season before because I think he got hurt for part of it, and then he came back and he played. He actually played the last 11 games of that season.
I'll say he wasn't as electric as he was.
No, I agree with that.
Right?
But he did throw 16 touchdowns to just 4 interceptions and completed about 60% of his passes. So I think he was somewhere between his electric self that we saw, you know, go to the Super Bowl and the guy that people said couldn't play in the NFL, right? Like, I think he was somewhere between that. And I think that's probably where he is now, if I had to guess. But that makes him better than some of the guys rostered by the NFL at quarterback right now. 855-212-4227. Going to switch gears, talk a little NBA with my guest Shane Young, NBA columnist, analyst for Forbes Sports. But you can get back in on that topic before the end of the show if we have some time. It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
You know, I am legitimately fascinated by the Kaepernick situation and how it's going to unfold today, what it's going to look like, what the reports are going to be coming out of it. How it came about. You know, there aren't many topics that are as big as this one has been. It's been going on for years. It's history too, right? Like, it's sports and it's history. This is not something, you know, if history books still exist or whatever it is, history tablets or whatever they're using at some point, this is a chapter. It's there somewhere. The reaction, it went beyond clearly the football field, the passion, the real life issue that was dealt with. And then there was the sports aspect of it, which was Kaepernick's job status. And that went beyond simply sports too, because clearly it's a conversation starter and a lightning rod on all outlets and forums. But he was an NFL quarterback. I mean, he began as an NFL quarterback before he was an activist, or however you want to describe him now. And if he still wants to be an NFL quarterback, this is probably the best shot he's had. So you won't hear me complaining about it or calling it a farce until we see what it actually looks like. I can't wait to hear the exact reports about how it came about and what the impetus was. The most, I guess, direct reporting we've had, and it's all from hearsay, has been about Jay-Z's influence in making it happen. And again, as someone who was initially supportive of what Colin Kaepernick did and very passionate that Colin Kaepernick was wronged, I will admit fully that some of that passion waned a little bit when the settlement went down, because I thought that might be the end of it, because he settled with the league on being kept out of the league. And then there's also been the part of me that is curious to see what he looks like and what he has to say, because we haven't heard from the guy in a long time. We haven't heard Colin Kaepernick really. The last time I think I heard Colin Kaepernick speak was a Nike commercial. I can't, you know, he's had other people speak for him, and I thought that was, you know, not the best look during the whole Jay-Z thing, because all these people were speaking for him, and you had this unhealthy discourse pitting Jay-Z against Colin Kaepernick. But if he truly wants to get back out there, I have to believe, given his skill level, he's better than some of the quarterbacks in the league. And I also am hopeful this is the best opportunity he has had. Let's go to Luke in Denver. Luke, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Luke?
Yeah, I just wanted to two quick comments. I mean, Look, I probably feel as passionate as one of your other callers. We just express ourselves differently. And look, at the end of the day, I grew up as a 49ers fan my whole life, and I love the team, and I watch them religiously. And that first season, when, you know, when he went to the Super Bowl, I mean, there was a moment where you're thinking, man, we've got a franchise quarterback here. Things were great. And then the next season, I'll be honest with you, like, it just wasn't the same. And, you know, I started to have doubts myself that he just, you know, he wasn't going to pan out to be what everybody hoped. And then he started, you know, pulling his shenanigans with, you know, going all political and all this. And
let's not call him shenanigans. All right. I mean, again, you can disagree with him or whatever, but the cause is a real issue. So I don't want to dismiss it as shenanigans.
The reason I call it shenanigans is because the narrative that he was following, and the reason he got so much backlash is because he was following a false narrative that was put out by the media. I mean, hands up, don't shoot didn't happen. And so we have to be honest with ourselves and say,
what narrative? What's the false narrative?
The false narrative was that there was this effort by the police across the United States to put the black man down. And
that's not the false narrative. No, the cause was police brutality that plenty of us have seen on camera. That does not mean that all cops are bad.
Okay, but
that does not mean.
But that's what he turned it into.
No, he didn't. I mean, he said what he said. Look, if you disagree with some of the stuff he did, which I did, I disagreed with. I didn't think wearing pig socks helped him. Right? I don't think that helped him. I don't think saying I didn't vote helped him. That doesn't dismiss everything else either. And it certainly doesn't mean he should be without a job when he's qualified for the job. But he clearly the first time stated what his cause was for. And I think for the most part, almost everyone understands that by now. It's why, again, I'll go back to what Jay-Z said, because I thought he got crushed for it. And I thought it actually made a lot of sense if you took it with the full context. He said somebody asked him in that summit with Roger Goodell if he would kneel or stand when the anthem played. And he looked a little taken aback by the question. I don't think he was expecting the question. And he said, I think we're past kneeling. And that quote was cropped out. And everybody ran with that quote. Oh, Jay-Z's against Kaepernick. I think we're past kneeling. But he went on to say that was a necessary part of this, what happened with the kneeling. A necessary part of it, it raised awareness to what was happening. Now people are aware. So what's the next step? Because we went through how many years of media coverage about who was kneeling and who was standing and what teams were doing about it. And I think most people, most rational, well-intentioned people, came away informed and understood where we were at and what the guys were doing. So if everybody was continuing to do it, that's fine. That's your individual decision. But I think you've seen a lot of people not doing it now because it's not really accomplishing anything anymore now that the awareness has been raised. It was successful. What Colin Kaepernick did was successful. It drew tons of attention. Tons of attention and raise tons of awareness. But what do you do with that attention and awareness? And that's what Jay was saying. Whether he comes through with his deal with the NFL or not remains to be seen. But he said, all right, now what's next? What are the actionable items? What do we do next? And I think that's what he meant by it. So I think that's where we are. And you've got guys going about it different ways. Malcolm Jenkins and the Players Coalition are going about it the way that they feel is fit. You obviously have individual players going about it, doing it the way that they see fit. The NFL's not going to get the benefit of the doubt on this issue, but they have partnered with Jay-Z and Roc Nation, and we'll see where that thing goes. And now Colin Kaepernick is getting, I mean, Peter, you've been in this industry. You've followed this story, obviously. I mean, isn't this, whatever the machinations behind it, the hows, the whys, isn't this tangibly just way more significant than anything we've seen since this has all went down from a playing standpoint for him?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, you mentioned before, like, you know, so why is the NFL picking now to do it? Like, it's the most intriguing timing. The timing is the question. I'm glad he's getting a chance to show what he can do in front of the teams, but this should have happened a long time ago.
Of course.
The timing is just strange because we're past the midpoint of the season. It's a Saturday workout when usually when you bring in guys off the street for a workout,
Tuesday.
It's on a Monday or a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So it's just very, very interesting, like, what brought this about all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And they're taping it for the teams that are not going to be there.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think he's going to get a job out of this. Mm-hmm. I think someone's going to sign him. But just the whole timing of it is just very, very strange. And that brings up everybody's, I guess, outrage and intrigue by this. I'm stunned it's on a Saturday. I'm stunned it took place this late in the season, but something happened to trigger it, which means I think he's going to get a job.
Yeah, I'm stunned it's happening. But yes, the fact that it is happening to me is significant because this has been a PR nightmare for the NFL. I just really see no reason for them to breathe new life into it if there isn't some sort of actual movement. And I'm with you. I'm starting to think the writing's on the wall that mm-hmm. we might see Colin Kaepernick in an NFL uniform in like the next 10 days.
Because I felt from the start of this whole absence of his, you can't tell me he wouldn't be one of the best 32 quarterbacks in the NFL.
And let's go to 64, right? Like that's.
Well, you can't tell me he's not one of the best 64 quarterbacks. I meant to say,
he should have a job on a roster.
Yes,
no doubt.
Yes,
we can argue about how good he might be or whatnot, but if his skill level has not completely deteriorated, then he belongs on a roster.
He belongs on a roster. I could still make the argument he should be starting over some people who already start in the NFL.
Sure. Especially if he, you know, got fresh and has some of that explosiveness back.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is The Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Not going to waste time. Got a lot still to do. Take a couple more of your calls on Kaepernick, give you my NFL picks for the week, and then get to every topic. I have not, as of yet, all in like 10 minutes, so we got to rock and roll. Andy in Arkansas. Andy, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Good morning. Robin, I've been listening to your show, and I've never felt the reason to call in before. I just let you run with it, and I come away feeling pretty good. Here's what's happening today is you are causing me to think about things. It was a whole lot easier for me to be so mad, to be upset and just write him off. And here's what we can all agree on. He is not a polished politician. Mm-hmm. He probably didn't consult with anyone before he decided to take the knee. He just did what was in his heart. So another thing we can all agree on is, yes, there was a problem. We all talked about it. We complained about police brutality. We saw the videos. We heard the reports. We bitched and whined about it. And then we didn't do anything. We went about our day. So now you have a guy that did do something about it. The platform he used, that's a platform he used. It is what it is. It happened to overlap a few, you know, very strong passions that Americans have. That's being American and also NFL. Mm-hmm. It rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. But listen to your show. You are causing me to rethink my stance. I feel better today than I felt yesterday. I want to thank you for that because causing people to think and step back and say, wait a minute, I've been bitching about the same thing for a long time. I didn't do anything. This guy did, and he has opened up topic for discussion, and things are getting better, and that's truly what America's about.
Hey,
thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Andy, I really appreciate the compliment, and I really appreciate your thoughtfulness, and it's what I try to do. Especially on, you know, serious topic. If we're talking about like the actual sport aspect of it, we can be a little bit more, you know, extreme or whatnot and reactionary, and it's fine. That's trivial. But when we're talking about when the sports interact with real life, you know, I just want to approach it from all angles and give you the most honest thoughts that I can. So I do sincerely appreciate the compliment. All right, to the sports aspect of it, time to make my NFL picks. All right, so I think I was like 5-1 2 weeks ago and 3-3 last week. So starting to get a little bit better as the season has rolled on. I'm just going to make 5 picks for this week, and I will start with the Dolphins +6.5 over the Bills. I haven't really bet on the Dolphins this year, to be honest with you, but they look like they've gotten to a place of mediocrity from just awfulness. So they've gone from awful to mediocre in the last few weeks, and I think the Bills are slightly above mediocre. The Bills are like above average, but that's not way better than mediocre. And given the location of the game, that it's a division game, and the Dolphins getting 6.5 points, I will go with Miami. I will take the Vikings -10 over the Broncos. I mean, Minnesota's just playing really well right now. And the Broncos are not a good team. I'm not overthinking this one. You've got Minnesota at home, you know, after having won, what did they win, 5 of the last 6 games with the one loss by a field goal in Kansas City. So give me the Vikings there. I'll take the Raiders -11.5 over the Bengals. The Bengals are just brutally bad. I think I might have picked them last week thinking in a division game against the Ravens they could cover whatever the double-digit spread was. They got absolutely destroyed in that one. No reason to have any faith in the Bengals whatsoever. Says nothing about the Raiders being great, but the Raiders have been solid of late. So give me the Raiders minus 11.5 over the hapless Bengals. I'll take the Jets plus 2.5 over Washington. It's always fun when it's a game between two bad teams, which the Jets have been playing a lot recently because they are also a bad team. But I have no faith in Washington. Obviously, the quarterback situation has not been great for them. And we do know at least, you know, the Jets defense can make some things happen at times like Jamal Adams did last week against Daniel Jones. So give me the Jets plus 2.5 over Washington. And finally, I will take the Chiefs minus 4 over the Chargers. Patrick Mahomes, second week back. He's had a little bit of a chance to get into rhythm. I can't see the Chiefs spiraling out of control. They really need a win after last week, and I have not been impressed by Phillip Rivers and the Chargers this year. So give me the Chiefs minus 4 over the Chargers. So that's Dolphins plus 6.5 over the Bills. Vikings minus 10 over the Broncos. Raiders minus 11.5 over the Bengals. Jets plus 2.5 over Washington. And the Chiefs minus 4 over the Chargers. All right, time to get to everything I have not as of yet, and we've gotten to a lot, but we'll do the rest now in another one. All right, Anthony, what's up first?
All right, you mentioned this at the very, very top of the show, how about the Astros using electronic sign stealing method during their title-winning 2017 season, but you didn't say how should the Astros be punished, so... Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I mean, because really, like, I mean, it's almost serious enough where you have to, consider that they won't. But like, as a person and a viewer, you consider how you think about the Astros now, right? Like, I think it's serious enough that for that, where do I believe this team is as good as I did before? So, I mean, there would be like people who would say vacate the World Series. Obviously, that's not happening. So what's a realistic punishment? I think significant fines, some sort of repercussion for the person presiding over it, and a loss of draft picks. So it's probably some combination of those things. Because look, they cheated. Simple as that. The Astros cheated. I mean, they. I'll give them some credit for the ingenuity of it, although the banging on the walls wasn't exactly subtle. I don't know if that's what Bill Belichick would have recommended, but nevertheless.
Sticking with Major League Baseball, Scott Boras ripped the Major League Baseball for declining attendance, blaming the issue on competitive hibernation. He believes that baseball's slow free agent market in recent years has been a contributing factor in attendance. So clearly not the only reason for poor attendance, but does Boras have a point?
Look, I think... There's so many different factors into attendance right now, and one of them is the TV product being so good. Another is the price of things. That's a reason. But you know, I think he has a point in certain markets. Yes, of course. I mean, where there's this. You're not going to want to watch a crappy team. I mean, yes, is that a point? Of course that's a point. So you have to talk about overall desire and overall interest. That's a factor. Again, the TV product or whatever, wherever you're watching it, that's a factor. Money is a factor. But yes, of course, in those markets, that's a factor. And when you know your team has no chance to win, what's the point in going?
So Knicks players, they came to the defense this week of David Fizdale with the coach on the hot seat. How much do you blame Fizdale for the team's poor performance?
Not at all. Just about not at all. I mean, look, I'm not saying the guy's a stellar great coach. It's not really a defense of Fizdale just as much as I knew the Knicks were not going to be good when the season started. No shots, right? Like, I'm not taking shots. It's the roster. It's a bad roster. So... To me, what's way more concerning about the Knicks not being good is that there are people in the Knicks organization that thought they would be better. That's concerning. Like, you thought this team, as constructed, was going to be good. You're out of your mind. That's the problem. I mean, Fizdale, Marcus, they won the game the other night against Dallas. Marcus Morris was their closer. It worked out for him, and it was a good win for them. But Marcus Morris should not be the go-to guy for an NBA team. They've got a bunch of middling power forwards on that roster, a couple of nice young players who the focus should be on development. So I can't blame David Fizdale for not having talent. And then, like, how many times are people going to fall for the same pattern, right? Like, how many coaches need to get chewed up and spit out the same way before people don't fall for that? It's every coach's fault. It was Larry Brown's fault, and it was, Mike Woodson's fault, and it was Mike D'Antoni's fault, and it was Derek Fisher's fault, and it was, you know, like, it's everybody's fault. The same thing. What did I see in the broadcast? Kristaps Porzingis had four coaches in his time in New York. That's insanity. That's the organizational issues are there. They're not the coaches' issues. So I'm not saying David Fizdale has done anything to win people over, but he certainly isn't at fault for what's going on with the Knicks.
All right, so we've known for a little bit now that we would be getting a Beverly Hills Cops Part 4. Mm-hmm. Paramount Pictures, they dropped the project and they sold the rights, and we learned this week that it will be Netflix that will be producing Beverly Hills Cop 4. So, Eddie Murphy, what's your favorite Eddie Murphy film?
Favorite film? You know what I really like? Life with Martin Lawrence. Have you seen that one? Where they're wrongly accused of a crime and they spend their whole life in prison together trying to get
one.
That's probably my favorite Eddie Murphy movie. I know it's not the maybe the most popular answer, but I really think it's an underrated movie and a really good one. So my answer would be Life, Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence. All right, it has been the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Any portion of the show you missed, you can grab the podcast. Just go to the CBS Sports Radio audio page. I'll be back in the same time and same place next week. Everybody enjoy your weekend. It is CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.